Don't you dare sit down. You will stand there and you are going to listen to what I have to say. You should thank me, you know. I could have done this outside, in the office, in front of all of your colleagues. But I didn't, because you're lucky I am in a good mood today. Now, let's not waste any more time. How do you think your performance has been the last few months? Pretty good. Oh, really now? You've been with this company a while, and you know how much I love numbers, data, and a graph. Be a good boy and take a look at that, will you? It's your productivity levels. I monitor all my staff and you are no exception. I am very much a hands-on boss, as you well know. You see, this here is from when you first started. It was in a range that I expected from all my employees. You were doing pretty good. Flying high, as they say. But what happened here? This dip. A small one to start. I assumed that maybe you were having a bad day. A bad week. But those dips just kept on happening. Dipping and dipping until... Well, you can see the graph, can't you? Why do you think that is? Silence. Okay then, well, let me tell you what it is. Because I did some digging. Because of course you know that I can see everything that you search for on your work computer, right? Everything you view, everything you watch, everything you do. When you work from home, when you work in the office. I've been monitoring you for weeks now. Needed to get all the evidence, all the facts. Because this is more than just a bad day. And I must say I was rather shocked and disappointed at what I found. You have been watching inappropriate videos on company time. And then you have been going to relieve yourself multiple times a day. In fact, you've even been doing it whilst on company phone calls. Oh yes, your laptop camera records everything you do. We'll get to that in just a moment though. No, shut up. I gave you the opportunity to come clean, and you acted all innocent. You might not think it's a big deal, but you have been wasting company time on this nonsense. On porn. Should I read you some of the titles you've been watching? Refresh your memory. That will be fun, won't it? Because there are pages and pages of porn titles right here in front of me. I could sit here all day, just reading them off, watching you squirm in your seat as I uncover each and every disgusting kink you have. Look, I don't care what you do in your personal time, when you're off the clock, when I am not paying you. If you want to watch Help, My Boss is a Nympho and Now I'm Her Slave, or Coffee Break Bliss, Stirring More Than Just Creamer, then you do that on your own time, not mine. Because when you were here to work, not to indulge on your inappropriate and disgusting habits. Not to indulge on porn with titles containing words with pegging, boss bitch, anal, and post-orgasm stimulation in the title. Do you even take your job seriously? Do you know how much of an opportunity we have given you here? That I have given you here? And this is how you say thank you for that. Oh, you'll stop. Oh, how very generous of you. I think not. Because this is about more than just stopping. You need to understand that your actions affect the entire team and our work environment. You are going to understand that I do not tolerate that kind of behaviour in my office. So if you think a simple apology is going to cut it, you're wrong. Because you have been severely disrespecting company policy. And that is not something I take lightly. I could make sure that everyone in the office knows about your little habit. Imagine how they would react when they find out what you have been up to during work hours. When they have been busting their asses getting deadlines done, whilst you've been jerking off in the male bathrooms. I could photocopy this list, hang it up around the office. Because don't you think your colleagues would love to see it? No? Speaking of things I could hang up in the office, how about this? A screenshot of your orgasm face. That pathetic face you make when you come. I told you, cameras record everything. You might want to start wearing underwear at home. Why on earth do you look so shocked? Did you not read your employee handbook when you first started? It's clearly listed in there. All devices owned the company and are subjected to regular checks. So, wear underwear at home. You know, when I first saw it, I laughed. I couldn't stop laughing, actually. Is it really that small? That pathetic? It is, isn't it? Show me. Go on. Undo your trousers and try and redeem yourself. Do you really want the alternative? It's your choice, sweetie. There we go. Oh, it really is that small, isn't it? And look, it's all hard and twitching away. Is the pathetic little pervert enjoying this? Is the pathetic little pervert enjoying his boss humiliating him? I think he is. I need to get a closer look, because it looks like a tic-tac from here. I can't stop looking at it. Twitching away. Now listen to me. Shut up. I will pump your cock how I see fit, and you will stand there and take it. Won't you? Say yes, boss. Good boy. I know how to solve this little tiny problem you have. This little addiction that you have. Because really, I think you're lonely. Aren't you, darling? I know you don't have a girlfriend. One that touches your penis like this. God knows you've tried. Flirting. Well, attempting to flirt in the office. Oh? Oh, us girls talk, darling. So I think you just need something to motivate you. Something like this. Does it feel strange having someone else stroke your cock right now? Beats doing it alone in the gentlemen's bathrooms, doesn't it? In fact, would you say it feels nice? Answer me. Oh, I thought it might. Roughly tugging on your tiny little dicklet. Oh, you don't like it when I smack your balls. Tough. Listen to me. The solution I have? Well, this is part of it. And our teams can always use a boost in morale, just as much as they can use your skills. Believe it or not, you do have some redeeming features. When you do work, you work hard, and you produce good work. I'm not going to let a good employee go. I see potential in you. To train, to mould. So, you'll be pleased to hear that you will remain in your role under me. But I will make sure everyone in the building knows that you are the office bitch boy from now on. This is only the start for you, little pervert. We're going to have so much fun together. Fun like this. Me stroking and edging your tiny little pathetic dicklet. Aren't we, sweetie? Go on. Say yes, boss. Oh, were you getting close? Were you about to make a mess all over my shiny, pretty heels? Pathetic. Bend over my desk. Now. I have a meeting in less than 10 minutes and I am not going to be late for it. So, before I go, I am going to smack the last remaining shreds of your dignity out of you while I explain your new role. Okay, bitch boy? Rule one. No more porn. At all. I will get IT to install blockers on your laptop, personal devices, etc., etc. No, I know it's not what you want to hear, but believe me, I want to help you. You need help. You want help, don't you? You don't want to be a pathetic loser pervert your whole life, do you? Good bitch. Rule two. You will never wear underwear to work again. You will come into my office every single morning, drop your trousers and prove it. Because I want everyone to know whenever you have a tiny little stiffy. And I want them to humiliate you for it. And then report it directly to me so you can be appropriately punished. Do you understand? Rule three. Oh, look at this. Your skin colours so well. Look at all those marks. You like it, don't you? You like it when I hit that sore arse of yours with the palm of my hand. When I make you my bitch. Say it. Say that you love being my bitch. Good boy. Now rule three. You will tidy up every one of your co-workers' desks after work. At the end of every day. On every single level in the building. And you will use this time to reflect. To think. About your actions. Your behaviour, your wrongdoings. Okay? And lastly, rule number four. You will be my personal stress ball toy. And whatever I need, whatever I want, you will oblige. When I call you, you will come running. When I say jump, you will say how high. That's it. Clench your red cheeks. It's getting harder and harder for you to contain yourself. Isn't it, loser? You're enjoying this, bitch boy. You disgusting, little, small, dick, pervert. What the fuck was that? Did you just blow your load? All over my fucking desk. You look so pathetic right now, bitch boy. Half naked with your trousers round your ankles, bent over my desk, with your ass turned red by your boss. With a pathetic little puddle of cum all over your boss's desk. Pathetic. I've got a meeting to go to. So while I'm gone, you are going to clean my desk. And then you're going to get dressed, go back to your desk, and get some fucking work done. Do you understand, bitch boy? Good. I'll see you later.